But first, the Australian government's energy policy has once again been called into question after Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg denied the coalition is pursuing an emission intensity scheme. This comes amid claims the government is responding to backbench pressure on national energy policy, despite Australia's commitment to the Paris Agreement. Ineke Mules has the story.
Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg has backtracked on earlier comments that the government was considering an emission intensity scheme as part of next year's review of carbon policy. Under the Paris Agreement, Australia is committed to reducing carbon emissions to at least 26% of 2005 levels by 2030. So, with an emission intensity scheme apparently off the table, where is the government heading in terms of climate change policy? The Grattan Institute's Tony Wood is sceptical about whether the government can effectively meet its emission targets.
Well, I think the announcement overnight inevitably makes the challenge of meeting that target more difficult and probably more expensive. Because if we are going to meet that target, and I think that will now be the question as to whether the government remains committed to achieving that target that was ratified through the Paris Agreement, it makes it that much harder. So the reason I say that is because the various emissions trading schemes, baseline and credit, whatever you want to call them, will demonstrably, by most pieces of analysis, lower cost ways of achieving emissions reduction than just about anything else. So the challenge now for the government is to come up with what its alternative is, and that's not going to be easy.
This carbon pricing debate has really been going on since 2007, when former Prime Minister John Howard first floated this idea of some kind of emissions trading scheme. Is this simply a case of ideology starting to get in the way?
I think politics have always got in the way of good policy in this context, and it obviously remains the case. The real challenge here is to have a situation where, you know, policy and politics are actually lined up, and at the moment they're not. They haven't been, as you say, for at least the best part of 10 years, and what looked like it might have been an opportunity to move forward on sensible policy has been made more difficult. We recognise, I think, that the world has already decided we're going to move on climate change. Australia has made commitments. We hope that the government's commitment to our what we've committed to in Paris remains firm.
In light of the Paris Agreement, Australia really does need to develop some form of clear carbon emissions policy before next year. Based on your knowledge and experience in this clean energy sector, what kind of energy policy do you believe the government should pursue at this stage?
Well, I would have thought that a very careful climate policy review next year, along the lines that Minister Frydenberg had advocated in terms of making sure that we want the lowest cost approach, which also protects our security and affordability of electricity, and doing it all at lowest cost, was the way to go. And out of all of that, all economic analysis that I've seen suggests that some form of carbon pricing is the best way to do that. Now, when you rule out your first best policy, you're left with the second and third best. And the consequence is that that becomes less certain and more expensive.
Tony Wood, Energy Program Director at the Grattan Institute. John Bradley is the CEO of Energy Networks Australia. He says their focus remains on the long-term view.
All the analysis tells us if we've got a clear plan to establish a long-term transition for the Australian electricity system, we'll deliver a more secure electricity system with lower bills for customers. So while we think that it's understandable that there'll be a lot of political controversy when you start talking about carbon policy in Australia, we think that it's important we focus on a really good evidence-based approach, which is led by the science in this review next year and led by the economics, which tells us about how to lower the household bills for customers in achieving our carbon abatement targets.
Bradley maintains the government should focus on the science when it comes to drafting climate change policy.
When the government released its terms of reference for the carbon policy review, it said it was going to be taking the ideology out of carbon policy and out of these assessments. And that's exactly the right approach to take. These are all just different solutions that should be analysed so we can achieve the real purpose, which is lowering our greenhouse gas emissions in the electricity sector, which produces about one-third of all of Australia's emissions.